How blessed is the man who stays away from sinners. And he doesn't just stay away from sinners. It says here he delights in the law of God, that's in the word of God. He delights in it and meditates on it day and night. Now many people read the Bible because they've been told it's a good thing to read the Bible every day. But here it says a person delights in God's word, to delight in the Bible and to meditate on it day and night because you delight in the Bible. It's like reading a letter from your loved one. And it says, he will be unshakable. You know why your life is shaking? Because you're not meditating on God's word. If you meditate on God's word day and night, it says here, you'll be unshakable. And here's the best part of it, verse 3, the last part. Whatever he does, he will prosper. Whatever he does, he'll prosper. So that's why I encourage you, my brothers, to meditate, especially on the death of Christ and on the cross. Let me say a little more about that. If the punishment for sin is eternity in hell, Jesus didn't face eternity on the cross. It was only 3 hours. Did he really take the punishment for my sin and for everybody's sin? Yes, he did. Because he was an eternal being. Even if he spent 1 minute or 1 second forsaken by the Father, that's like eternity in hell. That's what he experienced. Hell is not, as I said, not the fire and the worms. The worst part of hell is not being bitten by worms or burning the fire. A lot of people think like that. Jesus used a picture language. But the main part of hell, which I don't think we can even understand the concept of it, is to be, have God is not there. There's no part in the world, no part of this earth where God is not there. God is there everywhere in some way or the other. Even the greatest sinners in the world experience something of God. But hell, you need to meditate a little bit on what hell is like. The presence of God is not there, and I don't think we can ever understand fully what that actually means. And that's what Jesus experienced. We could ask God to help us to understand that a little bit. And then we will know what he went through. Meditation is a great help, I find, to what he went through. And you remember when Jesus met with Peter after Peter had denied him 3 times in John chapter 21. It's the last encounter we read in the Bible of Jesus meeting with anyone, that was with Peter in John chapter 21. And he asks him a question, John 21. And verse 15. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? More than all the other things in the world? That is the question he asks. And I believe that's the question that he's asking every one of us as well. You personally, he's calling you by name. Do you love me more than anything on this earth? Do you love me more than your job which you love perhaps, or something you love? Think of the thing that you love the most on this earth, the thing that you love to do. Maybe your parents, or your husband, or wife, or children. The Lord says, do you love me more than these? Will you be willing to leave them and love me? Will you love me if I take away your children? Will you love me more than, in India, I know when non-Christians and all have to come to Christ, the biggest problem, even for many nominal Christians, the main problem is, what will my parents think? Imagine, to think of Jesus having suffered so much for you and people thinking, what will my parents think? Or what will my relatives think? Shame on anybody who calls themselves a Christian. They should hang their head in shame. They should ever ask a question. If I love the Lord like that, if I obey the Lord like that, do everything He says in the scriptures, what will other people think? Dear me, I don't believe such people have even the slightest bit of love for Christ. Zero. They are thinking of their own convenience. They want to believe in Christ because they want to go to heaven. That's all. I want to tell you that is not the Christianity the Bible teaches. I never tell people, do you want to go to heaven? Believe in Jesus Christ. And I want to say to any of you who are sitting here, if you receive Christ because you want to go to heaven, I'll tell you what to do. Go home, fast and pray for one day and hang your head in shame and say, Lord, I'm ashamed of myself that after all that you suffered on the cross for me, all I'm thinking of is going to heaven when I die. I can take it easy, relax. And if I sin, it doesn't matter because He'll always forgive me. If you can sin lightly and think that, oh, I just got to ask the Lord, please forgive me. You died for me on the cross, forgive me. And you live this endless cycle of committing the same sin. It's not some different sin. The same sin again and again and again. Backsliding, going away from love for the Lord and taking it lightly. Oh, I can always come back. What if the Lord said to you, if you backslide, you'll go to hell immediately? Oh, we'd be pretty careful then. I feel there's so much of shallow Christianity, even among many who come to good churches which preach the new birth. I believe the Lord wants to raise in our midst Christians who are passionately in love with Jesus Christ, for whom nothing on earth is as important as Christ Himself. And who are willing to pay any price, sacrifice anything, sacrifice loved ones, sacrifice money, sacrifice anything because they have seen on the cross how much Jesus loved them. And that is why I say to you, we love Him because He first loved us. And it's on the cross that we see how much He loved us. And that is why I keep on telling people to meditate on the cross. Now, you heard that message. In 1 week, you'll forget it. I'll tell you that. Because it's like that. The devil doesn't want you to think about these things too much. I guarantee in 1 week you'll forget it. Unless you are gripped in your own life, the Holy Spirit making it real to you. So that is why I ask you, my dear brothers, please ask the Holy Spirit to make the love of Christ really something that you're gripped by. Because that's the only way we can love Him. And that is the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all in your strength.